You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's fantastic to see you all here, and I do believe we are about to, how shall I say this, take you there? Yes. Listen, everyone, I'm Rita Houston from WFUV, which is public radio, listener-supported in New York City at 90.7 FM and at WFUV.org. I know there's a lot of New Yorkers in the house, so it's good to see you guys here. And I'm also here today on behalf of NPR Music, as we've been broadcasting live all day today. You guys probably don't care about that because you're here. And tomorrow as well at WFUV.org and NPR.org. So I just wanted to let you all know that. And all the performances will be put up on the archive so we can enjoy it. But as you all know, this is the big 50th anniversary for the Newport Folk Festival. And this woman made her first appearance here back in 1967. Her heart and her politics and her activism has always been in the right place. She's on a winning streak right now, and it is my honor to welcome to the stage at Newport, Mavis Staples.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! It's time to stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle line being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their mind. Getting so much resistance. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Bunch of flower children. I tell you, but it's such a good feeling. It's such a good to be back with our friend George Ween. Yeah. I tell you, I come here to have a good time today. I'm telling you, we bring you greetings from the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. Home of the president. Yeah. Yeah. And now, we've come this evening to bring you some joy, some happiness, inspiration, and some positive vibrations. Yeah. We want you to leave here feeling good for maybe the next 6 months. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hold on,
keep your eyes on the prize. Come on. crowd, just hold on. We're gonna get the prize, y'all. One of these old days, we're gonna get the prize. Y'all just keep on holding on. All right.
I'm too close. Hey, to reaching my journey's end. Lord, I'm too close to turn back to living in a world of sin. I wouldn't take nothing. Lord, for my journey now. You know I sure got to make it to heaven somehow. Well, I'm too close. Too close to reaching my goal. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, I'm too close. I'm too close to saving my soul. You know I'm too close to a heaven to turn around. Just can't turn around. You know I'm too close. I'm too close, y'all.
To a heaven to turn around.
Don't make no sense now.
I just can't turn around. About. You know that I'm on my way to heaven anyhow. Lord, you may be child and you may scorn.
I'm on my way.
Sometimes burden.
I'm on my way.
I get so tired sometimes. I'm on my way.
My
road get rocky.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
I'm too close to heaven.
y'all can't stop me, because I'm on my way to heaven anyhow. My road gets rocky, but I'm on my way. And sometimes I'm burdened, but I'm on my way. Well,
trouble the wall.
Come on, way in the water. Oh, way in the water.
Way in the water. He's on the trouble the wall.
See that host dressed in white.
He's on the trouble the wall.
It looks like the children of the Israelite. You don't believe that I've been redeemed.
He's gonna trouble the wire.
Come on and follow me down by the Jordan Street.
He's gonna
hell.
to come home. I am waiting, waiting for my child to come. I'm waiting and I'm watching for my child to come. If you can't come home, won't you please send me a letter? 'Cause a letter, Lord, would mean so much to me. You know my child may be somewhere on his sick bed, with no one there to rub his head. Lord have mercy. Then my child may be somewhere
some lonely jail when no one, no one there to blow his bail. Children to come back home.
Down Moses, ain't nothing that you can.
say. Cause it's like Luke's waiting on Judgment Day. Said Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company?
Hey, take a load off, Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Annie.
And put the load right on. Chester followed me and he caught me in the fall. He said, I will fix your wrath if you take old Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, you just
feed him whenever you can.
Take a load.
Lord, I do believe that it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. Oh, you know she's the only one. Send me here with her regards for everyone. Take a load, take a load,
take a load.
Us to share with them their last waltz. All right. Yes, indeed. Talking about a good time. 50th year, y'all. This is the 50th year for George Wein's Folk Festival. And I'm so grateful to still be here. Yes, indeed. I'm still here. Yeah. Oh, shucks. I'm gonna be around for the 75th. Oh, you too. All right. Okay. I'm telling you. All right, the next song that we're going to sing for y'all. Our father, Pop Staples. Thank you, Pop. Yes. Oh, yeah. Pops wrote this song back in 1960. Yeah. And we happened to be in Montgomery, Alabama on a Sunday morning. So Pops called my sisters and I to his room, and he said, "Listen, y'all, this man Martin is here. Martin Luther King. Yeah. Yeah. He says, I've been listening to him on the radio, and I like his message. He has a church here, and I would like to go to his 11 o'clock service. Do you all want to go?" We said, "Oh yeah, Pops, we want to go." So we all got down to Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. We were ushered in and seated. Someone let Dr. King know we were in the service, and he acknowledged us. He said, "We're glad to have Pop Staples and his daughters here this morning. And we hope you enjoy the service." Well, we enjoyed the service. Oh yeah. And afterwards, Dr. King would stand at the door and shake the worshipers' hands as they filed out. My sisters and I, we walked past and we shook Dr. King's hand. Yeah. And when Pop's turn came, Pop stood there and talked to him for a while. Well, he finally came on. We go back to the hotel and he called us to his room again. He said, "Listen, y'all, I like this man's message. I really like his message. And I think that if he can preach it, we can sing it." Yeah. Yes, indeed. So we began writing freedom songs. We joined the movement. We wrote, the first song we wrote was "March Up Freedom's Highway." And that was for the big march. That was for the march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Freedom's Highway. Yeah. And then we wrote, "It's a long walk to D.C., but I got my walking shoes on. Let's go." This song here, this song turned out to be Dr. King's favorite. You know, we would sing before Dr. King would speak. And every time we get ready to go to a meeting, he would tell Pops, he said, "Now, Stape." That's what he called him, Stape. He said, "Now, Stape, you're gonna sing my song tonight, right?" Pops said, "Oh yeah, doctor. We gonna sing your song." Why am I treated so bad? Tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why am I treated so bad? You know I'm all alone as I sing this song. Hear my call. I've done nobody wrong, but I'm treated so bad. Everything I do, this kingdom be in vain.
You may be blind, you may be lame. Walk on out in the master's name, though you're treated so bad. That's all you gotta do. Well, it's a mighty long lane. It's a mighty long lane. You know we ain't got no end. It's a bad wind, a bad old wind. You know don't ever change. Yeah, listen, I think I heard somebody calling my name, saying further up the road things are gonna change.
Still I'm treated so bad.
Still I'm treated so bad. Well, you know, my grandma, she was a wise lady. My grandma would walk around the house all day long, just moaning. Yeah, she would moan, y'all. My grandma, she would moan while she was cooking. She would moan while she was working in a garden. And she would moan while making her handmade quilts, you know. And I didn't understand this moaning, you know. I like to sing, but I never did moan. So I would follow her around the house. I was just a little girl, you know. I'd follow her around the house all day, listening to Grandma moan. So I decided I'm gonna find out what this moaning is about. Yeah. One day, I got up enough nerve to ask her. I said, Grandma, why do you moan like that all the time? Yeah. She said, well, baby, when you moan, the devil don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. So sometimes when I get so weary, I get tired of being talked about. I get tired of being called out of my name. I get tired of being abused. I get so tired, y'all. And I think about my grandma. I fold my arms and I begin to moan. I don't want him in my business either. No, I don't want him to know what I'm talking about. Keep on walking. you treat it so bad. Yeah. Although you treat it so bad. Come on, come on. Play your guitar, Rick. Thank you.
Bow, 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 bow I'll take you there.
Help me now.
Let me take you there.
I'll take you there.
Don't you wanna go?
I'll take you there.
Don't you wanna go?
I'll take you there.
If you do, come on and go with me.
I'll take you there.
Hey, come on and go with me.
I'll take you there.
If you think you're ready now,
I'll take you there.
If you think you're ready now,
I'll take you there.
Come on, go with me.
I'll take you there.
But you gotta be ready, yo. You gotta be ready, yeah.
I'll take it. Take us there. I'll take you there.
Yeah.
I'll take you there.
Yeah.
Take us there. I'll take you there.
you know we're talking about the first family of gospel, soul, and a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. So on this beautiful Saturday afternoon in Newport, we want you to drop your socks, let your hair down, take your clothes off, get naked, jump in a pile. We don't care what you do. Just put your hands together one more time for Mavis Staples.
Mavis Staples!